Bedman, you're obviously seeing it like a watermelon out there this afternoon.
Yeah, it was going all right. It was going all right. Probably should have gone on with it, and we ended up getting to a good score, so we would have been nice to have a few overs at them tonight, but got too dark all of a sudden, but we'll come back tomorrow.
You guys were down 6 for 111, and then great little partnership there that literally doubled the score. Was that a deliberate thing to take the game away by being aggressive, or did it just happen that way?
Nah, it's not deliberate. It's just the way I'm batting at the moment and have always batted, so I'm not trying to change anything. Depending on the situation, I'm just seeing it and reacting. Got away with it today and last week, and it won't always be like that, but it was nice to put on 100 with Harry and get us up above 250.
How did you read the wicket? Because it seemed to be like a minefield for the early batsmen, but the later order seemed to have no problems with it.
Yeah, I think it got better as the day went on. Obviously, the ball got a bit wet too, so that helped out. But no, there's still enough in it if you're bowling the right channel and with a hard ball, so we'll be up for it tomorrow morning, and hopefully we can put a couple on them early.
Would have been an interesting challenge because you had the momentum going before that rain break at tea. What do you do in that hour to fill in time to try and bring that momentum back?
I actually went off and spewed. And then sat around talking a bit of rubbish for a while. But no, it wasn't too bad. It was probably came at a good time. It was getting pretty hot and sweaty, so it came at a good time, and then just had to switch back on after the break and go again.
And how were the bowlers going? Because they seem to set a very unusual field setting for you. Have you ever batted with nine people on the offside?
Onside, yeah. No, I haven't done that, but obviously they had a plan and went about it that way. So in the end, they got me, so it clearly worked. But no, I haven't had that before, no.
Got you, but you nearly got a century today.
Yeah, almost. Has to wait another week for that.
Yeah, a challenge in that. So what's your mind thinking? What's your thinking when you suddenly go, well, I know exactly where they're going to bowl. I know where all those fieldsmen are. But several times you pick the gap between fielders that could literally shake hands with each other.
It's pretty simple for me. I'd see it and hit it. Try not to overcomplicate it too much. There'll probably be times where I get out playing a bad shot or it looks bad, but a lot of the other times, like you said, it goes in the hole and it goes sort of unnoticed. So they went hard at me for a fair while there, so if I wanted to keep the scoreboard moving, I had to find a way to do it, and so that was the way to do it.
So you come out and bowl tomorrow. What do you take as a bowler then from what you saw batting, and also the Queensland bowler Sinfield having his chance to bowl on it?
Yeah, he probably bowled at a bit of a different time when that ball was wet. It didn't really spin too much. That ball probably should have been swapped over at some point, but yeah, it might be a little bit sticky tomorrow morning with the rain around and a bit of humidity, so I think if we get it right early, it'll be tough work. It's just about putting it in the right spot for long enough and challenging him for long enough, and hopefully tomorrow we can get the game moving.
Well, look forward to it, Ben. You really enjoyed the crowd this afternoon with your effort.
Cheers.
Good luck for the rest of the game.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Benny. Awesome. Good work, mate. Well done. Appreciate that.
No worries.